The decision of the National Insurance Board to reject the offer for its shares in the Insurance Corporation of Barbados has been welcomed by Chartered Accountant Doug Skeet. He is from the Barbados Association of Corporate Shareholders, an organization that has been particularly worried about the worsening fate of minority shareholders in Barbadian companies in recent years. In this latest case, minority shareholders in ICBL were offered $1.78 Barbados for each of their shares, some 48.8% of the company's outstanding shares. A company called Payne's Bay Finance, Inc., bought the majority shares in ICBL from Bermuda Fire and Marine for nearly $36 million. Then, another company called Hamilton Finance Limited, wholly owned by Payne's Bay Finance, was established to acquire all the remaining shares in what was once the Barbados State-Owned Insurance Company. However, the concern was that the offer of $1.78 per share was way below the $3 such shares in the company were selling for on the last trading day on the local stock exchange. The $1.78 is the same price that Payne's Bay Finance paid for its majority stake. According to one of our sources, that reduction in price had something to do with the reputational risk to which ICBL has been exposed as a result of the case involving former Barbados Minister Donville Innes, who is awaiting sentence in the United States. However, the NIS, which owns 3.9 million of the shares, or 9.9% of them, decided not to accept the offer. And for that, Doug Skeet is happy.
The ICBL, therefore, would remain on the stock exchange, and hence minority shareholders will stand a better chance of seeing the stock price increasing, possibly increasing above the $1.78. And with that, hopefully the company will continue to pay dividends, and I think that's a win-win for the minority shareholders. The last point on that would be that this action by National Insurance and obviously the other minority shareholders who would have decided not to accept the order should be a warning to others seeking to use their dominant positions to buy out minority shareholders at what I would consider in this instance a very unfair price.
But Mr. Skeet does have some concerns.
In the director's circular, there was a reference to the board's independent financial and legal experts. And in fact, a fairness opinion was sought from a company out of Toronto. That company's name is Infor Financial Inc. And what I saw interesting is that they were just in the circular, six lines on this company. No way in this document was there any indication of the principals, the directors of this company, even information. It was very basic information, but even information on the track record of the company offering this fairness opinion was not evident. And clearly, one has to question that aspect of it. How transparent was that in asking minority shareholders to accept a fairness opinion? The other side of this was some conflicts of interest. There was a special committee of directors that was set up to look at the fairness of the offer. And that committee, special committee, comprised of two members of the board of ICBL, the chief executive officer and the chief underwriting officer, both of whom sit as directors. And clearly, they could not be representing the interests of the minority shareholders and also having regard to the fact that they have a duty to their board and the owner. To my mind, that was a clear conflict.
Tomorrow, Doug Skeet puts another concern on the table about this transaction at ICBL, and we also have a response to what he says. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.